Now, earlier in the week, there was great news for South African literature, for South African writers, and hopefully for the South African publishing industry. Damon Galgut, for the third time in a stellar career, has been nominated, shortlisted, shall I say, for the 2021 Booker Prize. It is considered, I think, by many, one of the Oscars of fiction writing. Three South African winners before, or two winners, but three prizes. J.M. Coetzee twice, Nadine Gordimer once, and this is the third time that Damon Galgut has been shortlisted. So we thought we'd have a chat to his publisher. Fourie Botha is a publisher for local fiction at PRH, Penguin Random House. Mr. Botha, welcome, and thanks very much for your time on 702 Drive, and congratulations, I should say.
Thanks, John. Yes, now we're all very excited about Damon. And we're all hoping, you know, third time lucky.
Yes, that would be good. Tell me, when a manuscript arrives from a recognized writer, I'm sure there's never absolute certainty as to how good it will be. I don't think there's a writer who hasn't missed at some point. What was the buzz in your offices when the editor or editors started working on The Promise?
Look, I think the lovely thing about Damon, because he's so established, is we share him with other editors from over the world.
Okay.
But I was very happy to be the first one to receive the printout of The Promise. You know, I met him at a small restaurant in Cape Town when we still went to restaurants, and he very modestly put the book in front of me in a brown envelope. And I think from the very beginning, the book just spoke to everybody. And there's been really, from the word go, people were unbelievably excited about the novel. The advance praise were great. I think Damon is such a careful writer that he very rarely misses the mark, I must also say.
So tell me this. I mean, what does it mean for a publisher and for a writer when you move up from the long list, the Booker long list, onto the short list? Do sales shift appreciably? I mean, is this marketing gold, or does the market move for other reasons?
It is. I think we, you know, on a sort of a very basic level, we do see a rise in sales. So we will probably be moving a few more thousand copies. But, you know, on another sort of level, I think it, you know, it shines a sort of a light on a very quiet industry.
Yes.
You know, it gives so much exposure to a local author and to local fiction in general, you know. So I think that is the real importance of this prize, just to get people to realize that there is this fantastic writer and he lives in Cape Town locally.
Yes.
You know, they don't need to look to the States or Britain to go find their literary greats.
So, Mr. Botha, I've probably seen too many movies involving writers, but they invariably involve a scene where the publisher phones and says, "Where's your manuscript?" is Damon Galgut a promise I make is a promise I keep kind of guy, or has he had his writer's blocks along with everyone else?
I think Damon will forgive me to say that, for saying that writing doesn't necessarily come very easy to him.
Yes.
It is a slow process. But again, you know, if things click into place, it's magic. He is a writer's writer. You know, he's a writer who sort of dedicated himself to this world of writing. He lives a quiet life in a home full of books, not really interested in stages and bright lights. So again, I'm just really thrilled that these sorts of writers get the recognition they deserve.
So a South African writer would be a mantle with some reputation, I would have thought. I've mentioned J.M. Coetzee and Nadine Gordimer. I think Ahmed Dangal was I think he was shortlisted actually for Bitter Fruit, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
But does this make a difference if you're trying to interest people in South African work in general? I think you've alluded to it already, Fourie, but maybe you could just expand on it. Does every Booker recognition we get, everything equivalent to that, add to the marketability of the work coming out of our country?
I think absolutely. We sit at dinner parties, and people will very sort of snootily admit that they don't waste their time by reading local fiction. You know,
yes.
They read the greats. You know, they read the Brits and the Americans, and very often they don't even recognize that. Okay, but this is actually a South African author on the short list. So yes, it lifts the whole industry. It just gives local publishers so much hope. A win for Damon is really a win for us all.
Well, you know, do pass on, please, to him our best wishes. I think it's November the 3rd. We'll be watching very, very closely. We hope the judges do the right thing. As you say, third time lucky. And congratulations to you and the rest of your team for getting this out into the world and doing it so well.
Thanks very much, John.
And pass on to Damon our best wishes. Fourie Botha, publisher for Local Fiction at Penguin Random House. Yeah, I think it's fantastic. I mean, you know, yes, we love being known for all sorts of things as a country, but the fact that we produce great writing, some of it which goes out to a much wider audience, my sense is that there's lots and lots and lots of books being written and published. I don't know if more than before, but it seems alive and well and kicking.